It's the Bradfield Weather Podcast, underwritten by McCallan Construction. McCallan Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. I am Dan Lovallo. He is meteorologist Brad Field. We are putting this podcast together on Thursday, March 28th. And Brad, we have been surrounded by storms lately, including as we're putting this podcast together, but very little snow. What's going on?
Well, Dan, if we had had this jet stream setup a couple of months prior, instead of in late March, for example, if we had this weather pattern in late January, we would have mountains of snow around here. And here's the reason, Dan. We had that big storm last weekend, and we were discussing it off air a little bit. But up around Ludlow, Vermont, where Okemo is, there was 22 inches of snow there. The snow started really up in northern Massachusetts. If you go up 91 and you're just before the Vermont border, the snow started to pile up there and from points north. Now here, we had 2.24 inches of a very heavy soaking rain at Bradley, but the temperature stayed in the 30s all day. And if anybody had seen some of the social media posts that I put out that day and Dan retweeted, there was some very significant ice in some of the hilly terrain of western Hartford County. And we're specifically talking about the high spots in Granby. I know of ice down through Burlington and down through Woolcott, some pretty good icing there. So even though it's very late in the month of March, Dan, we were so close to getting a big storm. And as I said, that 2.24 inches of rain, a water equivalent at Bradley, would have easily translated to close to 2 feet of snow around here. So we are just missing. Today, it's raining again. We are going out of the El Nino in the Pacific. We are trending toward a La Nina in the Pacific. And that kind of pattern is typically cold and stormy here. And we're going to see that through the first week of April. Now, let's fast forward, Dan, to next Tuesday and Wednesday. I see something very similar happening to what happened last Saturday. So in other words, I'm thinking next Tuesday and Wednesday. So what would that be? That would be April 2nd and 3rd, I believe. Right. Yeah, April 2nd and 3rd. I'm expecting another 1 to 2 feet of snow for the ski areas of northern New England. So, you know, this winter is really rallying at the end for the ski areas because they had the 1 to 2 feet last week. They're going to get 1 to 2 feet next week. So, you know, they're doing fine. And for us, it's going to be another one of those cold rainstorms here. And I wouldn't be shocked if it was mixed with some snow and if there was some freezing rain in a couple of spots, you know, those high spots up around 1,000 feet or whatever. But that again is coming next Tuesday and Wednesday. So, Dan, if we had seen this trend a little bit, say a month or two earlier than we are seeing it now, we would absolutely have had a much different winter than it turned out.
Well, it's interesting because a couple of podcasts ago, you were talking about the area of April the 3rd, April 4th, as the potential to get a snowstorm. We didn't know quite where, but you just thought it would be in this region, and it's going to happen in our region just to the north of us.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not ruling it out completely that we could have snow here. As we discussed last week in our podcast, you know, when you get to this time of year, everything has to go exactly right or exactly wrong, depending on your perspective, to get a big snowstorm. So I'm not totally ruling it out yet, but I think because of the time of year, we are probably looking at just a cold rain here instead of snow. But yeah, the long-range computer models did recognize this. We call it pattern recognition. When the pattern is such, it usually produces this. And that's what we look at when we're seeing the transition from a strong El Nino, when it weakens toward neutral and then starts trending toward La Nina. When it's in that neutral phase, for some reason, that's when we get our big snowstorms. If it does that in the middle of the winter, that's when we get our big snowstorms. Doing it now, as it's doing now, we're getting more of a cold rainstorm here, but they're getting a lot of the big snowstorms up in northern New England. So that was the trend, Dan, in the winter of 1995 and 1996. We had that, what we call the ENSO neutral, going from, not a strong El Nino, not a strong La Nina, but something in the middle. It produces wavelengths around the globe, like you get ridge, trough around the globe. And the way they are distributed when we're in an ENSO neutral pattern seems to favor us with enough cold to support snow and a nice storm track to support snow. So that's typically when I think we see our big snows here.
We will return to the Bradfield Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk a bit about McCallan Construction, underwriters of the Bradfield Weather Podcast. McCallan Construction is a full-service construction company centrally located in the state of Connecticut in Prospect and servicing the entire state. In fact, McCallan Construction has been servicing the entire state for more than a quarter of a century. And McCallan Construction also handles snow removal. McCallan Construction will handle snow removal at private residences, public buildings, schools, commercial buildings. McCallan Construction is the place to call for snow removal. In fact, they are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. McCallan Construction is a woman-owned small minority business handling residential and commercial building projects, utility construction, site work, water and sewer repairs and installation, and much, much more. McCallan Construction is licensed with the state of Connecticut and insured. Give McCallan Construction a call at 203-758-3474. That's 203-758-3474. Or go online. McCallanConstructionCT.com. McCallanConstructionCT.com. McCallan Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. Brad, what does it look like? And again, we're putting this podcast together on the 28th of March, a Thursday before Easter. What does it look like on the weather map?
Well, we've got a storminess strung out on the eastern seaboard, Dan. We've got a low center off Boston this morning. We've got a low center off Cape Hatteras. By evening, the storminess is going to be kind of consolidated from the mid-Atlantic to the New England coast. And by tomorrow morning, the storm will be off Cape Cod and moving toward Nova Scotia. But in the meantime, we're in for some rain. We're on the backside of the low-pressure system, so we'll see rain today. I would say another good solid inch of rain, and we'll get to the climatology in a minute. We've had a lot of rain this month, but it looks like we're going to get another inch or so of rain today and this evening before the rain starts to shut down later on tonight as the storm pulls away. But as I said, we're into the northerly flow. So the temperatures this morning are up around 50. They're in the upper 40s to right around 50. They're not going anywhere today. And if anything, they're going to start sliding down in the afternoon and evening. Now, for Friday, the storm is departing up toward Nova Scotia. And by evening Friday, March 29th, we will see high pressure around Michigan building toward us, giving us a brisk north and northwesterly flow. For Saturday, still a brisk northwest flow, but I do expect that we'll see a lot of sunshine here on Saturday. For Easter Sunday, It looks like high pressure will be over the Great Lakes. I'm expecting some pretty nice weather here in New England on Sunday. 40s in northern New England, 50s here in southern New England, with partial sunshine at least. By Monday, we will see high pressure over eastern Canada and New England. So Monday looks like a nice day with sun, but we are watching a storm on Monday that will see low pressure in Kansas and a stationary front through Virginia. North of that front that extends through Virginia, north of that front where we are, it will be cool to cold. And south of that front, it will be mild to warm. Now, as we head toward the middle of next week, we will see cold high pressure over New England on Tuesday with that storm in Kansas advancing toward Cleveland. Now, by Wednesday morning, that low pressure system has redeveloped off Atlantic City, New Jersey. It looks like Tuesday night and Wednesday there will be a cold rain here with mixed snow in the hills. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of our Connecticut residents see some snow on Tuesday night and Wednesday. I'm not at this point expecting it to accumulate, but I have the caveat in there that this storm is taking a good track. It's going to be heavy snow again for northern New England. And you don't have to go very far to the north. I'm expecting even in parts of Massachusetts and then up through Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, certainly, it looks like another 1 to 2 feet of snow for them. By Thursday, the low pressure system departs and we are into a chilly northerly flow once again. So certainly no great shakes here, Dan, weather-wise, as we head through the first week of April.
Well, I'm going to throw you a curveball because we're playing baseball starting today at the major league level, so
right.
Why not throw you a curveball for a question on
go.
The opening day? Look into your crystal ball because we've got that total eclipse on the 8th of April. What does it look like weather-wise on the 8th? Can you make a prognostication?
Dan, I really have not gone out there and looked for myself, but I have seen some computer modeling on that day that has it rather cloudy up here in the northeastern part of the United States. The eclipse seems to go from around the Dallas-Houston area in Texas kind of northeastward from there up toward, the northern northwestern tip of Vermont and then up into Canada type of thing. And I read from a discussion of one of my former colleagues, meteorologist Tyler Jankowski, who was up in Burlington, Vermont. They are expecting 3 minutes and 38 seconds, I believe he said, up around Lake Champlain of totality. So that is going to be spooky. In the middle of the afternoon, it is all of a sudden going to get dark. Can you imagine what they did? And I'm not even saying ancient times, Dan. I'm saying like even 100 or 200 years ago, when they encountered these solar eclipses, people must have thought that the world was ending or something, that all of a sudden in the middle of the day, it just becomes pitch black and dark. I do remember now, and I have kind of some backup on this. I said to you, I think on a podcast previous, that I remember when I was a kid walking home off the school bus, all of a sudden this happened. And it happened in 1970. I have since found out that it was 1970 that this happened. So I was a 13-year-old kid, you know, walking home from the school bus. And all of a sudden it got dark. And the dogs in the neighborhood all started howling, you know, because like, what's this type
right.
of thing? And it was weird and spooky. And, you know, I was a 13-year-old kid, so I was probably not up on the, quote, news, unquote, So I didn't know that an eclipse was going to happen that day. So it was very, it kind of freaks you out when something like that happens. It'd be like all of a sudden in the middle of the night, if it's midnight and it's pitch black and then the sun comes out or something, you go, what the heck is going on here? So I remember that vividly as a kid. It's funny how you remember these things, but, you know, this is going to happen for 3 minutes and 38 seconds as nearby as parts of Vermont. So that's pretty interesting.
Well, for sure. What also is interesting, Brad, is the latest climatology report, because it has been a wet March. What have you come up with?
Oh, yeah. More than double, Dan. We are at 200% of normal, and that's before it even started to rain last night. So we are at 200% of normal for the month. The month-to-date rainfall is 7.09 inches. And typically what we receive for the entire month of March is 3.46. So you can see we are already more than double the rainfall. And in addition to it being wet, it has been warm. We are averaging more than 6 degrees above average per day. So if you've lost track of what it should be on a typical March 28th, the average high temperature on this day is 52, and the average low temperature on this day is 32. Now, so far, the season-to-date snowfall at Bradley International Airport is 24.0 inches. Typically, by March 28th, season to date, we are at 50.3. The highest snowfall to date was the calendar year 95-96. And again, that was the ENSO neutral year I was telling you about, with 107.1 inches by this date in 1996. And the lowest snowfall to date was 13.5 inches in the year 2000. So there's interesting snow data, but there's also interesting temperature data. Now, we're talking year to date. So that would be January 1st of 2024 through yesterday, March 27th, 2024. We are averaging. So you take the high temperature and the low temperature for the day and you average it. We are averaging temperature of 36.2 degrees. Normally, in this same period, January 1st through March 27th, we should have a temperature of around 31.2 for the average temperature. So we are averaging about 5 degrees above normal per day during this first 3 months of 2024. Now, the record highest year-to-date temperature was in 2012, when it was averaging 38.0. So it was almost 2 degrees warmer per day than this year has been. That was in 2012. But listen to this, Dan. Just 3 years after that, we had the record lowest year-to-date average temperature of 23.8. So imagine this. Imagine if every single day we've had this year, every single day, was 12 degrees colder than it's been. So in other words, 12 degrees colder low temperature every day and 12 degrees colder high temperature every day. That's what we experienced back in 2015. So, you know, you look at these numbers sometimes and it's staggering. I mean, I know, like, for example, this winter, Dan, I hardly ever wore my parka, you know, my really right. cold weather coat. I hardly ever wore a wool cap. I hardly ever wore gloves. But then there were some winters where you're practically wearing it every single day.
That's right.
And that would have been the winter of 2015, for example. It would have been so bitterly cold compared to this year, and especially calendar year 2011-2012, when the winter temperature was so warm, even warmer than this winter was, more by about 2 degrees per day. So, you know, you look at the numbers sometimes and you know, you can make them come out however you want, whatever, you know, the old saying is figures lie and liars figure. You know, you can kind of make the data come out however you want it to. But those are fairly dramatic things when you look at 2012 and then you look at 2015 and how extremely warm it was in 2012 and how extremely cold it was in 2015. So, you know, things can change on a dime. That's all I'm saying here. And you got to consider the fact that 75% of our globe, Dan, is made up of water. So obviously, oceans and water. So obviously, when the skin temperature of the water gets warm, the top inch or two of the water is warm, we're going to have a very mild pattern globally because of the fact that the water temperature is so warm. But then this is how nature balances itself. Because of the fact that it's so warm, the ocean water, you get more hurricanes. And through the wave action of the hurricanes, the tremendous wave action of the hurricanes, you get upwelling of colder water from below that comes up to the surface. So then all of a sudden, the oceans can cool. So it's interesting how nature works, and you know, you think it's warm, and what mechanism would stop it from becoming warmer and warmer and warmer? Well, when it gets warmer, that fuels the hurricanes, that fuels the massive wave action, that fuels upwelling from deep below, fathoms below in the ocean, the cold water comes to the surface, and then all of a sudden, the ocean turns cold. So it's really interesting how it all works.
Well, and you've always said nature balances itself out, and we're seeing it again.
Dan, I always said this too. I mean, you know, you're standing in your house and you're chilly. You go over to the thermostat and turn up the temperature. You're in your house and it's hot. You go over to the thermostat, and if you have central air, you click it on and you turn it down. That's what we can do, play with our thermostat. But the Earth gets 100% of its heat energy from the sun, and the sun does not always burn at a constant temperature. Sometimes the sun burns warmer. Sometimes there are solar flares and sunspots, and then sometimes the sun burns colder. So my submission to you is that the temperature on the Earth has a lot more to do with what the heck's going on the sun. So, you know, you have to factor that in too. So there's all sorts of ways that things sort of balance out, and we really don't know. I mean, we don't know what temperature the sun will burn at, next year. We have no idea what the sun will burn at next year. If it all of a sudden starts burning cooler or less hot, I should say less hot, that would have an impact on us. If it starts burning more hot, that too would have an impact on us. So I'm just saying that there's a quantity of unknowns out there. And when you have all these unknowns, you really don't know. That's what I'm saying to you.
Well, that said, again, we're putting this podcast together on the 28th of March, March 28th. What does our immediate forecast look like?
Well, I can tell you that with pretty good certainty, Dan. It's rainy this afternoon and temperatures holding steady between 46 and 52. Overnight tonight, the rain will come to an end, be chilly, with temperatures dropping down into the 30s. For Friday, clearing, breezy, temperatures similar to today, 46 to 52. For Saturday, it looks mainly sunny and breezy, 48 to 54, which is just about seasonal for the time of year. For Easter Sunday, it'll be partly sunny, temperatures moving up into the middle 50s, I'd say about 55, give or take. Monday, partly sunny, about 55, give or take. So a little, you know, right around seasonable. And then Tuesday, rain developing, probably later in the day, 46 to 52. But at night, a cold, cold rain. Temperatures in the 30s. There could be some wet snowflakes mixed in, especially in the hilly terrain of northwestern and northeastern Connecticut. And Wednesday looks rainy, but cold for the time of year. Temperatures a good 10 degrees, maybe 15 degrees below average for the day, probably around 40, with snow just to our north and a major snowstorm from the Massachusetts-Vermont border, points north, and New Hampshire and Maine. So it looks like another big wintry-type storm in the early to middle part of next week. And then hopefully after that, Dan, the weather pattern relaxes and settles down a little bit.
Well, I hope so, because it is baseball season after all.
There you go. And we were talking off air about how I'm not familiar with the Sox or Yankees early season schedule, but the Red Sox are opening up tonight in Seattle, and they're on the road until April 9th when they open at Fenway. And that's a big day for you too, Dan, right?
Right. That's when the Hartford Yard Goats home opener occurs, and we're hoping that the weather cooperates.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
All right,
Brad. We'll broach that topic sometime next week, I guess.
Sounds like a plan. And on that note, to you and Sandy and our podcast audience, for those who celebrate, have a happy Easter and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dan. To you and Susan, too. Happy Easter, everybody.
Thanks, Brad. The Brad Field Weather Podcast has been underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail.